2. Yes, that's it. That's me. But I'm not decoding you. Interesting.
I should be Fort... crap, what is my MDC ID? I don't even remember. I completely forget my MC ID.
Well, it's funny because this one is one digit off from my MTS 2000. And it's just, it's crazy. The last four on the serial number on that thing is 2350, happened to be 2352, so I don't know how I lucked out there.
Yeah, like I said, it is, it's quite unusual to actually be able to decode MDC on this channel on the reflector. Normally, like station to station or any of the ADPCM channels, like channel 0 through, I believe, 7 are ADPCM, but above that you get into the GSM codec, and it doesn't pass MDC too well.
I guess I'm just lucky. Anyway, I'll take a standby here, and we'll see if the ham sexy potentate is around.
KE4NOY, and we're monitoring. Being live on the Warp Radio Network.
Victor Alpha 7 Sierra Lima in Vancouver, standing by for the net.
K8TEK, KE4NOY.
Go ahead, Matt, or Max Quad on the Warp Radio Network. This is K8TEK.
Hey there, Katie. If you want, I mean, I could call the net if it's not a problem, if Brian doesn't show up.
Well, if you really want to take that responsibility, I don't have an issue with it. I don't like doing nets, minutes, and see if he shows up. I didn't hear anything. I know the past two nights, or the past two nets, it's been delayed by a half an hour, but I haven't heard anything about it, and I really don't want to make these 16 stations wait for a half an hour.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Yeah, let's just give them a couple of minutes, and we'll go from there. This is K4NOY standing by.